Thank you, Paulina Basilia, for streaming tonight's PMB meeting. My name is Lawrence Reyes, Chair Pro Temp of the Pacifica National Board. Today is January 28th, 2021, and we are, going to call roll. Would it be Nancy or Marianne that will take the roll?
Marianne.
Marianne, please take the roll. And yes. Please, announce your name when you're going to ask questions for Marianne's, record keeping.
Thank you. So, Wayne Bruce.
Here.
Got it. Chris Corey. Chris Corey.
Hold on. What is it, Nancy?
Oh, Chris, texted me. He's going to be late.
Okay. Thank you. Continue, Marianne.
Yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Present.
Okay. Lyndon Foley. Lyndon Foley. Could have sworn you were there.
He's here.
Hello, Lyndon?
When I called in, this is Lydia, it automatically muted me and gave me instructions of how to unmute. That's never happened before, so okay. You might have to star 6.
Star 6. Come back to Lyndon, Marianne. Go ahead and continue, okay. Please.
Heather Gray.
I'm here. Sorry, I'm here. This is Lyndon. I'm here.
Gotcha. Heather Gray. One more. Heather Gray. Okay. Jose Gutierrez. Jose Gutierrez. Okay. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Got it. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Hi. Wally James.
Hi.
Do I hear Wally James? One more. Wally James. Okay, I do not hear. Dwayne Lark. Dwayne?
Present.
Gotcha. Ali Laxa.
Here.
Gotcha. James Osborne.
Here.
Okay. Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Ralph Pointer.
Here.
Okay. Sandra Rawline.
Here.
Okay. Sean Rhodes.
Here.
James Sagerton.
Here.
Alex Steinberg. But I saw Alex. Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Good. Andrea Turner?
Present.
Elizabeth von Gunten?
Present.
Do you prefer Elizabeth or Beth?
If I'm not in trouble, then Beth does just fine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Okay. Other parties. Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Gotcha. Anita Sims.
Here.
I presume counsel is not present for the general meeting. John Tatum.
I'm here.
Okay. Nancy Sorden. We know Nancy's here.
Present.
And myself, I'm here. So, I will come back to Heather Gray. Okay. Jose Gutierrez. No. Wally James. Okay, we have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary.
Chris Corey is here.
Oh, Chris is in the house. Thank you, Chris. Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. Wally James is here.
Wally is here also, Marianne.
Okay. Where'd we go? Wally James, present. Gotcha.
Can you call Jose Gutierrez one more time to see if he's present?
Let's try. Jose Gutierrez.
Okay. Okay, so this is something that I forgot to do last week because we were urgently rushing into executive session. I forgot to recognize the new directors from KPFK, Beth Van Guten. Welcome, Beth. From KPFK, James Osborne. Welcome, James.
Thank you, Lawrence.
From KPFK, Ali Lexa. From WPFW. Hello. Okay. From WPFW, Wayne Bruce.
Thank you.
And from WPFW, Julie Hewitt.
Thank you.
Did Jose come into the house? Jose is an affiliate director from KOAS, Chaos. I believe that's in Washington State. Okay. So moving on to the business at hand. I believe that what's in order now is to elect pro temp officers. And our guests will start with the chair, with the pro temp chair. Any nominations?
Chair.
What is it, Nancy?
Oh, that's number 5 on the agenda.
Okay, it's not number 5 on the agenda that I have. Okay.
What?
We called a meeting to order. We did roll call. We attempted to see, Jose Gutierrez was not present. And then C is elect pro temp officers.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were talking to.
Okay.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Thank you. If you do not have the floor, please mute yourself. Okay, so we are, moving to elect pro temp chair. Any nominations?
I nominate Lawrence Reyes.
Second.
Any other nominations?
Who was it that nominated Lawrence Reyes?
Ron Pinchback.
Not very long.
Thank you, Ron. I have something to say. I really appreciate the nomination, but at this time, I'm going to decline and nominate Dwayne Lark. And I ask you to support Dwayne Lark. Thank you. Any other nominations?
Lawrence, somebody needs to mute. We got some background noise coming through.
Yeah, I know. Everybody please mute. Unless you want to request the floor. Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Are there any other nominations?
This is James.
Oh, go ahead, James.
Nominate Alex Steinberg.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Okay. Hearing none, we'll do a roll call. If you are in favor of Dwayne, please state Dwayne. If you are in favor of Alex, please state Alex. Second. Yes.
This is for chair pro temp or permanent
chair?
Chair
pro temp. Chair pro temp, Ali. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So our secretary, the simple instruction is to do the roll call, call directors' names and ask if they favor Dwayne or Alex. Thank you.
Wayne Bruce.
Pass.
Okay, pass. Chris Corey.
Pass.
Pass. Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Pass.
Lyndon Foley.
Steinberg.
Alex Steinberg. Heather Gray. Heather Gray?
I'm back to her.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's not present.
Okay.
Julie Hewitt.
Pass.
Pass. Sabrina Jacobs. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes, sorry about that. Dwayne Lark, please. Dwayne Lark, thank you.
Okay. Wally James?
Alex.
Alex. Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne.
Okay. Ali Lexa?
Pass, please.
Pass. James Osborne?
I'm just going to abstain.
Abstain. Ron Pinchback?
Abstain.
Okay, Ralph Pointer?
Dwayne.
Dwayne. Sandra Rawline? Sandra Rawline?
Sorry, I was muted. I'm voting for Alex.
Alex. Sean Rhodes?
Alex.
Alex. James Sagerton?
Alex.
Alex. Alex Steinberg?
Alex.
Okay. Andrea Turner?
Dwayne.
Dwayne. Beth Von Gunten?
Pass.
Pass. Tom Voorhees? Tom Voorhees.
Alex.
Alex. Lawrence Reyes.
Please go back to the people that pass and then come to me last, please.
Okay. Wayne Bruce.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Chris Corey.
Wayne.
Dwayne. Whoops. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Abstain.
Abstain. Julie Hewitt.
Abstain.
Abstain.
This is Heather. I was muted. I'm sorry.
Okay, Heather, so we're taking a vote.
No, I know. I was muted. I was on. I was just muted when she called my name earlier, so I'm saying Alex.
Okay. Heather Gray is present and is voting for Alex. Okay. Ali Lexa.
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain. Beth Von Gunten.
Alex.
Okay. Alex. Okay. Lawrence.
Dwayne.
Or Dwayne. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for Dwayne. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 for Alex. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 abstentions.
Okay, at this point in time, I will turn the chair over to Mr. Steinberg. Mr. Steinberg?
Did you vote yet, Lawrence?
Yeah, I voted for Dwayne Lark, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you have the gavel.
Thank you, and thank you for your work in chairing the previous meeting and the beginning of this one. Let me find the agenda. Hold on.
So I just want to announce that Alex is chair pro tem. Thank you, Alex.
Okay. Just give me one
second. Could I have the floor for a minute while we're waiting?
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
We need to know who is 832-661 number.
That sounds like Jim Sagerton, but I'm not sure.
What's the number again?
832-661. I won't say
that's that. Wally.
No, that's not
Wally. Okay. Wally James.
Okay. So that's, I guess then that's all the business is, to continue with pro temp, off.
Yeah, we have the, pro temp secretary. I don't really think it's necessary to have a pro temp vice chair, unless the chair is not going to be able to chair part of this meeting. But I'll defer to the board what they want to do about that. I think we should just, skip the pro tem vice chair.
If I could be recognized, Lawrence on the stack.
Sure, Lawrence. Yeah.
So I'm going to respectfully object because it is, practice, it has been practiced that, that we do elect pro temp officers. So I would suggest that that practice should be continued. Thank you.
I have no argument with that. It's fine with me. Do we have nominations for pro tem vice chair?
Lawrence Reyes.
Who made the nomination?
Yeah. For vice chair. Pro tem vice chair.
Is that Andrea?
Yes, that is.
Okay. Anybody else? Further nominations for pro tem vice chair. Going once, going twice. Anybody else want to put in a nomination for the pro tem vice chair? Keep in mind that these are just pro tem positions. They're only valid for the rest of today's meeting. We will be electing permanent officers after today. Okay, then since there's no competition, I guess you're pro tem vice chair if you accept the nomination, Lawrence, do you?
Yes, I do, pro tem chair. I accept the nomination and, by default, being elected. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Okay, and we have one more pro tem officer, and that's the pro tem secretary. I would like to nominate Nancy Sorten, who's been fulfilling that role, up till now. Nancy, do you accept the nomination? Are there any other nominations for pro tem secretary? Okay, going once, going twice, and that's it. So Nancy, you are the pro tem secretary for today's session.
Thank you. Thank you. And, I have to say, that I absolutely could not do it without Marion's being the recording secretary. She's amazing.
Yeah, we should give a round of applause to the both of you, actually.
Point of personal privilege. This is Beth.
Beth?
I don't have an agenda yet.
Oh.
I need an agenda. And if there's a close session, I need an agenda for that too. Thank you. Sorry for the interruption.
Can you send another copy to Beth, Nancy?
I just sent both of them to the board again. So you want to check, let's see, they went out,
Could you put it in the chat, Nancy?
Wait a minute. That was the Zoom that I sent. I will resend the revised. I tried to put it in the chat, Tom. I can't do it. I could share my screen.
You could, you want to share the screen? That's not a bad idea.
Yes, just did. John just shared the screen. Okay. In the meantime, I'm going to forward this again to everyone.
Okay.
Nancy, I got an email earlier, but there was nothing attached. There was no attachment.
Oh, geez. Okay. Right.
Thank you.
That's what Sorry. It is. Okay. I need to forward again. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Let's go on to the next item, and that's excuse absences. I had been in contact with Jose Gutierrez. He was in the hospital. I haven't heard from him in the last 2 or 3 days, but I'm kind of assuming he's still in the hospital. So I'd like to make sure he has an excused absence for tonight.
Chair, this is the secretary.
Yes.
I have a phone number for him. I have like 3 phone numbers, but I have 1 phone number that I know that he has called, Lawrence on. And I was wondering, should I call that to see if he got the information about tonight's meeting?
Okay. I'm only hesitant because if he's in the hospital, I don't want to, disturb him.
Yeah.
maybe you could text him first.
Okay. Good idea. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Chair, I think it's if I could be recognized, Chair Lawrence.
Sure. Yeah.
I think it'd be more appropriate to just leave Jose alone, and maybe we could reach out to him at a more decent time because it is late there, and if he's in the hospital, he might be resting. So I would.
Very possible. Well, it is 5, it's like 6 o'clock his time, so it's not that late, but still I don't know what condition he's in, and I agree with Lawrence. We should let the guy rest. I don't know what his condition is, but he's been in the hospital for several days, for maybe the last week. So let's hope he recovers swiftly. Okay. Are there any other excused absences? I think I don't think there are any other absences at all. Are there?
Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
Question. Did Mr. Gutierrez receive a excused absence for the last meeting also?
Yes, he did.
Okay, I just want to make sure that he did, that's all. I didn't want that to be a mark against him. Thank you.
It's definitely not a mark against him. Okay, so let's go on to timekeepers. Who would like to volunteer as timekeeper for the people? Come on, somebody.
Alex, this is Heather. I'd like to do that.
Okay, so you know how that works. It's 90 seconds. I try to let, if they're in the middle of a sentence, I try to let people finish, but, let's try to stick to
90 seconds. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And for the topics, who would like to be timekeeper for the topics?
Alex, this is Sandra. I'll do topics.
Terrific. Okay. Thank you, both of you. Okay, the next item is agenda approval. That is a 5-minute item, and let me just read the high points of the agenda, of the draft agenda.
Mr. Chair, parliamentarian, could you identify the person who is on the iPhone again for me, please? Person is on the iPhone.
Nancy, could you do that? I don't know who that is.
I'm on the iPhone.
Your name, Ralph, please?
Yeah. I'm on the iPhone.
Okay.
Okay, but there's another Ralph. iPhone. Is that?
I'm on the iPhone also. This is Ron.
Okay. That's
Ron, we got your name. Ralph. Thank you. I got Ralph now. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sorry for
What about, interview. No, there's one more iPhone. Is that Dwayne?
That's Ralph. I'm getting ready to do him now.
This is Beth. I'm on an iPhone.
But no. The iPhone does not light up, though. It hasn't lit up yet when all those people were speaking, so.
Yeah, I'll take care of it. Thank you. Sorry for the interruption.
Okay. So let's move on. So I'm reading the highlights of the draft agenda. After agenda approval, we have approval of the minutes of the open session. Of the last meeting. the January 21st meeting. That's followed by an item for the election of permanent officers. That's a 30-minute item. That includes the nomination for permanent officers and a vote on the procedures we will follow for the election for permanent officers. Okay, that's a 30-minute item.
Chair?
Yes?
Secretary, I would also like to verify the official email addresses of people as one of those, you know, at that point, just to make sure that everybody is going to get the official ballot.
Okay. I don't know if we should do that verbally on an open session. I'm not sure how comfortable some people feel about giving out their personal emails.
Right.
Lawrence to the SAC.
I was just going to ask if I was going to check and see if everyone is getting the PNB, the notices. You know, I was going to just run a test and send it to everybody and see if they get it. And if they do, then that's their official email address.
Okay. That sounds good to me. Lawrence, did you have a question?
Nancy, in her due diligence, she did, send out, an updated list of, all emails. So, maybe my suggestion is that you cross-reference any information that you get tonight with that list that you put out.
I will, yeah. But it's only three people answered me, so I don't know if they got it or not. So I need to see if everybody got it. I need to see if everyone is getting it, you know, because they didn't answer me, so I don't know if they got it or not. I asked everyone to email me back if they got the email, and I only heard from three people. So, you know, I don't know if I'm sending to the correct address or not. So okay. What I would like to do is, at that point in the agenda, is to email everyone a test and have them, and then people can say whether or not they got it.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. So that
everybody,
way we'll,
yeah, everybody's we'll, here now. We got you all pinned down, and I can get an answer, I hope.
Yeah, that way we'll know we have a clean list for the email election. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Then, and after that, I was just announcing the agenda items. I'm sorry. Got lost here. After that is a small item, 5 minutes of, orientation on PNB committees. I wanted to take a few minutes to discuss the different committees. We're not going to be voting for membership on the committees tonight. Hopefully we'll be doing that at the next meeting. But I, particularly for those people who are new to the board, I wanted to introduce you to the National Board committees and how they work and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
Ron with a question?
Yeah, Ron.
I understand the need for, our new reps to have access to this information, but, we've got quite a few agenda items to go through. And, isn't this something that we can do at the next meeting next week? That's already been scheduled, by the way.
You may have a point, but I'm just announcing what's on the agenda right now. So when we actually discuss the agenda, you could bring that up and ask for it to be postponed till the next meeting.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. After that is followed by committee reports, and that's, we have a bunch of committee reports to get through. Each of them has different time limits on it. I don't know. It looks like it's about an hour for all of them combined. Then that's followed by unfinished business. That includes a motion from Directors Foley, James, and Rawline. Then that's followed by a motion from Director Van Gunten. And then there's new business, 10 minutes, and we adjourn to closed session at 10 p.m. That's a little optimistic at this point, but okay, so do we have a motion to adopt the draft agenda, and then we can begin discussion?
Chris Corey, so moved.
This is Lawrence. I have an amendment.
Lyndon Foley for the stack.
I need a second.
Second.
Mr. Chair, I second Chris's motion.
And I'd like to be on the stack, Chair Lawrence.
Lyndon for the stack.
Okay. Mr. Chair, this is Sandra, your timekeeper for the topic. I'm starting the timer for five minutes at this point, correct?
Okay. Yeah.
And Beth to the stack.
Yeah. Okay. So, I think I heard Lawrence, Lyndon, Beth. Okay. Lawrence, go ahead.
Actually, Chair, I voice, the stack, after Lyndon did. So I think Lyndon's first.
Okay. Lyndon?
Oh, thank you very much, Lawrence. Yes, I would like to, I move that, item 10A under unfinished business, the motion from Directors Foley, James, and Rollins be moved to position 6A. And I'm ready to say why I want to do that whenever I'm allowed to do that, to state my, state my reasons.
Okay, if you can do that without discussing the substance of the motion itself, go ahead.
Sure. This motion has been on the agenda starting January 7th. The underlying issues of it have been raised since December 10th. We still have gotten exactly nowhere. And although I know there's three of the things on the Finance Committee that I really am, you know, I know are very important. I support very much, but things just keep, because of the way things are set up, the Finance Committee, when they pass things, they just keep getting stacked up. So now there are seven motions in the Finance Committee, and the way things are structured, we will never get to the motion that three directors from KPFT in Houston have put forward.
Okay. Do we have a second for that motion?
Second. Sandra?
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. If there's no objections, then that amendment passes. We'll move that item to 6A. That's immediately after the orientation on committees, correct? That's, Lyndon, that's what you intended to put it?
Correct. Yes, that is correct. Yes.
Okay. Then that's done. Okay, Beth?
No, Lawrence. Here? Lawrence, Chair.
Beth was next on the stack.
No, I was after Director Foley, Chair.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. So I submitted a motion on communications from the PNB Governance Committee. I submitted it to the PNB. I also CC'd, the ED, and I could not find John Tatum's email address, so I couldn't submit it to him. But I'd like that to be placed on the open session agenda. I'm having a difficult time with the strolling as to where to place it. But I'd like to place it maybe during the Governance Committee report.
Is it a motion that was passed by the Governance Committee?
Yes, sir. Yes, it was, Alex. And so we're bringing it out of the committee, and it doesn't need a second because it comes out of the committee. So we would like that to be considered. And I will, I believe the secretary has it, and I'm hoping that she could read it when we get to the governance committee report.
Okay. You can actually just bring that in as part of the Governance Committee report. However, since you did not bring that motion before the deadline for the draft agenda, it's not part of the draft agenda. And
no, that's why I'm requesting that the agenda be amended with this motion, Chair. I understand that it did not make the Wednesday midnight deadline, Eastern time. But that's why I'm submitted it as an amendment to the current draft agenda.
Alex, this is a little over 90 seconds, so go ahead.
Okay. Do we have a second for that?
It doesn't need a second, Chair. It came out of committee.
You're offering it as an amendment to the agenda, so that will need a second at this point.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Chair, we've got 20 seconds left for this topic.
Okay. So it's got a second. Are there any objections to adding that to the report of the Governance Committee? Okay. No objection. We have 20 seconds left. Anybody else want to be on the stack next 10 seconds?
Yeah, Ron to the stack.
Ron?
Beth is already on the stack.
Oh, Beth is already on the stack. I'm sorry. Yes. Beth?
The two motions I brought forward over previous meetings that have been carried forward to tonight, we don't need those on the agenda tonight. That's been taken up by the Governance Committee. Thank you.
Okay.
So that should free up some time.
Yeah, you can make that point when we get to those items on the agenda.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, has there been a motion to extend time on this?
Chair Lawrence to the stack.
Does anybody want to make a motion to extend another 3 minutes on this?
If I could be recognized, Chair, I would do that.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
I would move to extend for 3 minutes.
Okay, and I think I heard Ron.
Yes. I want to move that the committee orientation be postponed till the next meeting. I'd like that removed from the agenda for this meeting and move to the meeting, the agenda for the next meeting.
Lawrence seconds, Chair.
Okay. I have no objection to that. I just thought it might be useful for the new members to get a preview, but you know, you can always write to me and I'll give you a preview.
No, I'm not asking, they deserve that preview. I'm just saying that we could do a better job of that next week.
Yeah. Okay. I have no objection. Does anybody else have an objection?
Chair, when will those committees be populated?
Hopefully at the next meeting.
Okay.
Okay. We have to work out the agenda for the next meeting. It hasn't been done yet, but that would be my wish. Let's put it that way. Okay. So if there's no objection, that item is, shall we say, postponed till the next meeting? Is that okay, Ron?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. If there's no further discussion, do we have a motion to adopt the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Okay. And do we have...
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
What is the point of order?
Motion, the what's on the computer screen is incorrect. So if you adopt what's on the screen, it's incorrect. 6B, motion to discipline public airing of grievances, was not a part of 6A.
That's correct. We didn't say it was.
Well, it's showing on the screen as the agenda.
Oh,
look
really?
At the screen. Look at the screen, Alex.
And Nancy, that item B should not be there under six. Yeah.
And Director Von Gutten asked that it be moved to the Governance Committee.
Right. Well, she could do when we get to that item, but it's certainly not part of six, is what I'm saying right now. So you can put it back where it was, and when we get to that, I think Director Van Gutten wants to refer it to a committee, so we can do that then.
Okay, yeah. It should now be motion from Director Van Gutten should be 10A now.
Okay.
By my reckoning.
Okay. Okay, so one more time. Are there any objections to the agenda as amended? Seeing none, the agenda as amended is adopted. And let's go to it. Let's do the nominations for officers first, and then we'll vote on the protocols for the election. Does that make sense? So, the floor is open for nominations for chair. This is the permanent officer. I mean, permanent in, you know, as understood by our bylaws, which is not really permanent. It just means we don't have to go through this vote for pro tem officers every meeting.
Mr. Chair, what's the time frame for this topic?
It's 30 minutes for the entire thing. That includes the vote on the protocols for the email election.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Chair, I have a nomination.
Okay, Ron.
I'd like to nominate Lawrence Reyes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Don't need a second on nomination. Mr. Reyes, do you accept?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Mr. Pitchback.
Okay. Further nominations?
Chair, this is Lyndon.
Yes, Lyndon.
I'd like to nominate Alex Steinberg.
Thank you, and I accept. Any other nominations? Okay, going once, twice.
Tom would like to nominate James.
James, do you accept?
Which James?
Yeah, which James? Good question.
Thagerton.
Okay.
No, I would respectfully decline. Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Okay. Any other nominations? Okay, then. Those are the two nominees, Lawrence Reyes and Alex Steinberg. That's for the chair position. Next, we'll go on to nominations for vice chair. The floor is open. Who wants to make a nomination?
Chair, this is Lawrence. I seek recognition.
Lawrence, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Dwayne Lark.
Okay, Mr. Lark, do you accept? Mr. Lark? We can get back to him. Are there any other nominations for vice chair?
Tom would like to nominate James again.
James, do you accept?
No, Chair, I respectfully decline, and thank you again, Tom.
Okay, are there any other nominations for Vice Chair?
Chair, Lawrence seeks recognition.
Hold on, I'm asking for nominations at this point, and I'll get back to you.
It is for nominations, Chair.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. May I be recognized?
Yes, Sandra.
I would like to nominate Vanessa Dixon-Briggs as Vice Chair, if she'll accept.
Ms. Briggs, do you accept?
Very kindly, very nice. No, thank you.
Okay. Lawrence?
Yes, Mr. Lard does not accept, can I put into nomination the request that Ron Pinchback be nominated as vice chair?
Sure. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to decline. I appreciate the offer, but I will have to decline.
Okay. We need any other nominations?
Yeah, this is James.
James?
I'll nominate Sandra Rawline.
Okay. Ms. Rawline, do you accept?
Tentatively, yes.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
So I have Sandra Rawline as accepted. Dwayne Lark has been nominated. We don't yet know if he's accepted, and that's where we are at the moment. Are there any other nominations?
This is Dwayne Lark. I got knocked off the call.
Oh. Dwayne, you've been nominated to be vice chair. Do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for vice chair? Okay. Then the two candidates for vice chair are Dwayne Lark and Sandra Rawline. And now the next position is secretary of the Pacifica National Board. And Nancy Sorden has agreed to be the secretary. Nancy is a former director. She's no longer a director, but the secretary position does not require one to be a director. So Nancy, I'm nominating you. Do you accept?
Yes.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations for the secretary position? Going once, going twice, going three times. Okay, then.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'm sorry, I was trying to unmute.
Lawrence, do you have another nomination?
Yes, Paulina Vasilia has expressed interest, and so I nominate her.
Okay, can we confirm with her right now if she accepts the nomination? Can you call her and ask her to call in for a minute, and we'll just ask her?
Yes, I will do that.
Okay.
Chair, do we need to also renominate or re-elect Marion, the recording secretary? I don't know. I'm just asking.
I don't know either.
What might want to make it official?
I kind of thought it was official.
For the 2021.
Do you have the original motion? We could just vote on it again and extend it for the remainder of the year if you have the original motion handy.
Look back in December.
Okay.
We did pass a motion.
Right, I'm looking for it.
For the recording secretary, and I just...
Mr. Chair, this is John Tatum.
John?
Go ahead, John. Can you... explain who is of the two who would be voting board members and which ones would not be?
Neither the secretary or the recording secretary at this point are voting board members. However, the secretary is an officer of the board, which means the secretary has certain legal standing. The recording secretary is basically a contractual employee of the board.
Okay, thank you for that. You can just renew the contract.
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Did you find it, Nancy?
I'm still looking.
Okay. We can put it off until the next meeting if it's going to take any time.
Okay. Could I ask about the verification of the emails?
Yes, let's do that.
Chair, I'm sorry, this is Lawrence. I've texted and called Paulina, no response. So I don't know what that means. So at this point,
let me try, because I can be in contact with her.
At this point, I couldn't get an answer, so that's where it stands right now.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Is
she one of the people on the call? No.
No, but she's streaming, but she's not on the call.
Mm-hmm. She's streaming our meeting.
I see her on twice.
Oh yeah, she might be on, but not really, like, you know, following the meeting.
One with just her name, and one with the logo from her.
Let me try to reach her in the chat.
Okay. All right, we can get back to that.
Sorry for the inconvenience, Chair.
No problem.
Let's see. I got a confirmation from Jim Osborne. By the way, Jim said he could be called Jim because we have two Jameses. He is willing to be called Jim, and I was wondering if James is Sagerton is willing to be called James, and when you ask for the floor, they would say this is James or this is Jim.
That's what people really want to contribute to. And from some of the conversations...
Paulina?
Yes, Paulina. Sorry, I'm in two meetings at the same time. Let me just mute the other one. I'm on the call with our general manager right now. Doing a training for fundraising. But I'm here. Yes. Sorry. Go ahead.
Paulina, you've been nominated for the secretary of the national board, and we just want to know if you accept the nomination.
I do. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Chair, this is Nancy.
Yes.
So I decline the nomination.
You decline the nomination?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, then, in that case, then we are not having an election for a secretary because Paulina will be the secretary. And we will have two elections, one for chair. The two candidates are Alex Steinberg and Lawrence Reyes, and one for vice chair. The two candidates are Sandra Rollein and Dwayne Lark.
Chair? Chair?
Yes.
Is it too late to make a nomination for secretary?
No, it's not.
I would like to nominate Sandra Rollein.
Sandra, do you accept the nomination for secretary?
Well, yeah, I will accept the nomination for secretary.
Okay, but understand that you can't be both vice chair and secretary. So if you happen to win both positions, you're going to have to, like, decide which one you really want.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. Or, all right, let me give it some additional thought. But yes, I do accept the nomination for the vice chair, and I do accept the nomination for the secretary, and I do understand that I cannot do both. So.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Chair, Lawrence has his electronic hand raised up.
Oh. Mr. Reyes, did you have
thank
a question?
You, Mr. Tatum. Disregarded. I just wanted to let you know that Paulina did respond by text, but
okay.
She already, yeah, okay.
Okay,
thank you.
Very good.
Chair, this is Dwayne Lark with a parliamentary inquiry.
Go ahead, Mr. Lark.
Parliamentarian appealing to the idea and concept that this business of being multiple nominations, which would cause additional elections, is it appropriate for an individual to be nominated to multiple positions?
Yes, sir, it is. And like the chair stated, you're both right. It's going to cause another election, depending on which one the candidate Sandra wins, it's going to cause another election. Yes, you are both right.
Okay. Yeah, there's nothing in our bylaws that forbids someone from being a candidate for both positions, but you cannot actually hold both positions at the same time.
Chair? Actually, there's a scenario where there won't be another election. If Sandra got elected for both and chose to be vice chair, then Paulina would just default as secretary without an election.
But except that these elections are, they're not separated in time. They're taking place at the same time.
I see.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to the next item. And that's the motion from Mr. Foley. Go ahead, Lyndon. The floor is yours.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. Sandra Rollin, Roy James, and myself have invoked our rights as directors of the Pacific Foundation to call for an inspection of certain records in the physical plan of KPFT. And just as when the KPF treasurer requested bank statements from KPFT management, this call has been ignored. It was only honored when the PNB affirmed the right of that request. The 3-week period that we suggested for the delivery of financial records passed 4 weeks ago. So we asked on, I think, December 10th, and we said over 3 weeks, over the next 3 weeks, if you could just give us this material as you generate it, you know, and we thought that was ample time. So for those reasons, it's incumbent on us to offer the following motion. Whereas 3 directors of Pacific National Board have called for an inspection of certain records and physical plant of KPFT, and whereas the bylaws of Pacifica Foundation grant this absolute right to the directors under Article 12, Section 3, and whereas the above referenced Article 12, Section 3 of the Pacifica Foundation bylaws is a verbatim recitation of the State of California Corporation Code, we ask that the Director of Pacifica National Board to direct the Interim Executive Director of Pacifica Foundation to compel the management employees of KPFT to produce the records requested and facilitate the physical plant inspection as requested. Now, we believe that the passage of this motion is going to have some real benefits for KPFT and Pacifica.
Hold on, Lyndon. Before you argue the motion, I want to not make sure we have a second for it. Can we have a second for that motion?
One second.
Okay, go ahead, Lyndon.
Okay, thank you. We have a new general manager at KPFT, and, you know, we have a lot of hope that he's going to be able to turn things around. And we believe that if we can give him full knowledge of the finances of KPFT, he'll begin, you know, this tenure with a clean slate, unencumbered by blindside, you know, of unknown or unnecessary financial obligations. And the clear view of past spending of KPFT will make the construction of a budget, which we haven't had for 3 years, imminently doable. And the passage of this motion will affirm the rights of Pacifica National Board directors. The right of a director's inspection is one of the few powers that an individual director has. And in this case, three directors are asking for affirmation of their rights. I just don't think that you guys are ready to abrogate the most powerful right that you have. And the passage of this motion will affirm compliance with the Pacifica Foundation bylaws and the laws of the state of California. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any objections to this motion?
Yes. Dwayne Lark rises to object.
Okay. Mr. Lark, you may have the floor.
Well, first off, I believe much of what the members just stated is a bit convoluted, because his group, which is a supermajority KPFT LSB for the last 4 years, have very much had control of budgeting, voting on budgets, creating budgets, and they have not. So for him to suggest that this information that he is requesting, which I believe the general manager has been over in accommodations, and I think it would be appropriate before we vote on this to actually hear from the business manager as to what the real situation is, because you're hearing a lopsided view. As I state, Bill Crozier and others who are on the local station board have had control of the finance committee, with the exception of this year, this past year, have had the treasury position in control, have had basically the manager's position in control with the exception of 12 months. So this whole period that he describes, they didn't produce a budget. They didn't even bring a budget forward on the super majority of the LSB. So it's just really a red herring. And for the new manager to just now work with the business manager for less than 1 week and to suggest that they're trying to create some type of clean slate for him, they have basically had their hands on hiring everyone in that position called the general manager and been working with a long tenured business manager for at least 10 or 12 years. So I believe this needs to be really Alex, discussed.
He has spoken for a little over 90 seconds now.
Hey, can you wrap it up?
Okay, if I may. I'm appealing to the body that I think there's a little more to this than just information being withheld. And I think it would be appropriate to refer this to the finance committee and at least have let the finance committee have a discussion with the business manager as to what's really the problem here, because they have received documentation. And I think the business manager's position is they've received adequate documentation. I believe the new manager certainly will have access to any information that he needs, given that the business manager works for him. So I just believe this whole episode is a red herring.
This is Lydia to the stack.
Okay, hold on. Do we have a second? Dwayne Lark just made a motion to refer this to a committee. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. Lydia, you want to speak on this?
Yes, I also, I just sent to the PNB the last motion that we had way back in the day, but it has never been, to my knowledge, revisited. And it was for the purpose of establishing a process for director's inspections. it parrots what California Corporations Code says, and California Corporations Code says every director shall have absolute right at any reasonable time to inspect and copy all books, records, documents of every kind, and to inspect the physical properties of the corporation of which the person is a director. That is absolutely true. The policy, because of issues that we encountered, also includes that this would be done that the scheduling of such an inspection would be at a mutually convenient time within 1 week of the demand, and it's true, it's past that, except during a fund drive or other extraordinary circumstances, which I deem to be our current COVID-19 as an extraordinary circumstance, not to mention the physical situation at the station at KPFT. However, I want to stress that the direct supervisor of the business manager is the CFO and the general manager. So it's both. So if you have a director's inspection you wish to conduct that involves the business manager, it should be sent to Anita Sims, who can probably also provide you with the same documentation and with the general manager, who is now David Bays.
Lyndon to the stack.
Yeah, I would like to ask, Lyndon, could you tell us when did you first make this request, and was it conveyed to the appropriate parties, in other words, the general manager, the business manager, the ICFO, and the executive director?
I'm not sure if I sent this to Anita, but everybody else was sent this. And, of course, the IGM is no longer there. And I know for a fact that our ICFO does not have all of this information. And as a matter of fact, some of the motions that the NFC has on the agenda tonight would address that situation. And we asked for this. The three directors asked for this 7 weeks ago, and the IED didn't bother to communicate with us at all. The only communication that we have had is when I asked a question, I think that was 2 weeks ago, because I knew we weren't going to get to the motion. So after when she gave her report, I asked then, and she went right into saying that she's been Googling something for 3 weeks to try to find an excuse not to give us what we have the right by law and by the bylaws to get.
Okay, so we are now debating whether this motion be referred to the Finance Committee or not. Who wishes to speak on that issue?
Mr. Chairman, can we take down the agenda?
Hold on. Who wants to be on the stack? I didn't quite catch that last
statement. Dwayne, Lark, Ron.
Just motion. I'm asking for someone else to be on the stack.
Can you hear me? Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I would really appreciate it if when you start a new topic, you could tell me the time, because I can't see the agenda and I don't know the time frame for this topic. So can you please advise?
I have to look that up. Hold on. Motion. This actually did not have a time frame on it, but it was the former, there really is not. We didn't agree on a time frame for this particular motion.
It was 10, okay. 10 a.
Huh?
What was that?
I didn't hear that. Nancy, could you repeat that?
10 a on the revised agenda that I sent.
It was 10 a, but 10 a did not have a time.
It didn't have
a time frame associated with it.
I still haven't received the revised agenda, so I don't have anything to go by.
I sent them again.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I believe Ron Pinchback was seeking recognition.
I didn't hear that. Ron, did you want to speak?
902.
Yes, thank you. I thought I was just waiting until you cleared the deck there. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, I have a lot of questions about what this motion is, the motion to refer to committee. I have a lot of questions. That's why I want to refer this to committee, because there's no way I could vote on this, on the original motion, without getting more details, about getting more information. And there seems to be some conflict about what has actually taken place. I would urge people to support, referring this to committee so that we can get some answers, so that the people who want this, these rights, acknowledged. The rights have been acknowledged, but they want credible information also. So we all need credible information. And this motion doesn't provide us with that, the original motion. So, I do ask my colleagues to support moving this to, committee, so that we can get some answers.
Okay. Does anybody else care to speak on this?
Yes, Chair. This is Lawrence. I'd like to be recognized. I think it was somewhat inappropriate to impugn the motives of the IED at doing Director Foley's narration in regards to pushing his concerns forward. And I just would like to state that for the record. I think the facts are the facts, and I think those things speak for themselves. We don't have to impugn and all of that stuff. I don't think that's a good practice. Thank you.
Okay. If no one else says anything, I have something to say here.
Dwayne Mark requests the stack.
Yeah. Okay. You can come back on the stack after I've said something. I frankly don't see see what's appropriate in referring this to the Finance Committee. The right of directors to have information and to inspect is pretty much an absolute right. Whatever the Finance Committee has to say about it does not diminish that right. The only question, as far as I'm concerned, is this a reasonable timeline? Is this request being putting undue burden on management in order to satisfy it? I don't have the answer to that, but could we get around this whole debate by asking Mr. Linden if he would be satisfied if the executive director would promise to provide this material, say, in the next 2 weeks or something like that? Would that be satisfactory?
And then, Mr. Chair, if I may respond, and I'll send a motion.
Yes, 2 weeks to receive this information would be satisfactory. Yes, we've waited 7 so far.
Okay, is that, Lydia, would that work for you?
I am not the supervisor of the business manager. It is Anita and the general manager supervise the business manager. So those financial records I don't have. If the general manager refuses, but he just started, I can't imagine. So it is the CFO. Isn't Anita on?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, she supervises, and I'm going to send the motion in case you all didn't see it when I sent it before. Okay.
Anita?
Pass back in the day.
May I have the stack, please?
Yes, Anita.
Thank you. I think I just found out, I want to say a couple of weeks ago, I don't remember exactly how long, when I was, they reached out to me to ask I tried to, I did send an email to try to get some of the information. It was not successful. My priority for the next couple of weeks is the audit, the 2019 audit, but I will send out another email or give the business manager a call to start that conversation, if you will. Thank you.
Okay.
James?
James?
I have a question for Anita, if I may.
Go ahead.
Anita, do you understand it to be the case that you are the supervisor of the business manager? I assume that's as the CFO. Is that your understanding of the structure?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maybe somebody would like to make a motion to revisit this.
You would allow me to speak after you?
Oh, go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay. I am forwarding to the board the original request that Mr. Foley, Rollin, and James requested. And there were at least 13 items. And when, Mr. Chair, you refer to absolute, I would ask the question why it needs to be ferreted out more, because it's just not a simple request. There are, and I believe some of these items have been received by the three. Just to take a moment to say that it starts off with very common things like bank statements for 2018-19, which is the first request, 20. Income statements for the same years, list of employees, salary, hourly, all of that stuff is reasonable. General ledger each month for 2018-19-20. It goes on to ask for a list of vendors for those years, check registers and voided checks of each month. It goes on to ask for any and all passwords or any means to access all KPFT social media and computers. Now, I don't think that's a reasonable request, but even going further to ask the question or to make the demand that the personnel, a physical inspection, this is item 12, a physical inspection of KPFT building at 419 Lubbock Boulevard. Said inspection is requested to be conducted on either Saturday, December 19th or December 20th. It is the responsibility of Pacifica IED. It is Pacifica IED to ensure that somebody, staff or other, be at the station at a predetermined and announced time on one or two of the designated days for the facility premises to be inspected. Keys to all locks must be presented. Now, this is in the middle of COVID. This is in the middle of Houston. It was almost in a lockdown, and it's still going to be in a lockdown because it's increasing. So it is not, all of this is not reasonable, and that's why it needs to be ferreted out more, discussed further.
Okay, Mr. Foley, I'll give you a chance to respond, and then we're going to have to do something with this motion.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Chair. Some of my requests date back to, the whole request dates back that the three of us directors of KPFT put forward date back to December, early December of 2020. At that time, we had an interim general manager who had come to the building to have somebody look at the mold problem. He didn't have all the keys. We have a problem that we have not, the management has not had all the passwords for all of our systems. So if something were to happen, we would be dead in the water for we don't know how long. I wanted to see the vendor list because that's a good way to, that's the way you know who you're paying. Now we did receive through the treasurer's request, which the PNB, helped us get. We did receive bank statements for 1 year, and I analyzed those bank statements, and it showed that we need the check register. And I think it's reasonable to do a 3-year look at this, and we can negotiate this, but you can't negotiate when nobody is talking to you. Thank you.